Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. So today's topic to talk about, for me to talk about fearlessness. Okay? First, what is fear? What is fear? A kind of a state of mind, that you reject something, you want to run away from something. You can't stand to, for something to happen, or the possibility or whatever. It's a shrinking mind, or it's a rejecting mind. So it's a dosa cetasika. From the mental states, it's the anger mental state, which is manifest in the feelings, in the mental state of fear. What do you fear? What do you fear? Okay, fear of death. What else do you fear? Okay, afraid of making mistakes. Okay. Fear of being harmed. Being hurt. Okay. Fear of losing. What else? Oh, fear of not being accepted by others. Fear of falling into woeful realms. Okay. This is a fear of not getting what is aspired, what you look for after investing so much, after investing so much energy. Okay, what else you fear? Fear of suffering. Yeah, okay. What else? So much, What else? More, huh? Fear of rebirth. Fear of rebirth. Is it anything bad, fear of anything bad. Fear yourself being not worthy of being loved, Fear that you may not be worthy of being loved, or receiving love. Okay. Okay, what else? Unknown. Fear of the unknown. Fear of the unknown. Ghost? No fear of ghost? If you appear, okay. If the ghost is harmful, then fear. If it is not harmful ghost, no, not afraid. In the Buddhist, Buddhist, the Chinese legend, some ghosts are very beautiful, attractive, right? So nothing to fear this kind of ghosts, you see. There's a legend, ghosts are horrible, they have to suffer a lot. Suffer a lot. People want to imagine, only imagine, ghosts is, life is hard. Anybody fear of a meditation interview? Very honest, fear of meditation interview. Now you have identified the object that you fear. If you have to overcome fear, what is the next step you should do? After you know what you fear, why, for what you fear, then why? Why? Correct. This is the methodology of the Buddha. First problem, then the cause of the problem. Why? The methodology is very systematic. First, find the problem. Second, find the cause of the problem. Okay? So, what is the cause of the problem? What is the cause? You already know your problem. You already know what you fear. So, what is the cause? Even there's an eye, Okay, because you hold on to the eye. What else? Yeah, protection or protection of self. Huh? Same answer, but slightly different presentation. Can I accept myself? It's still surrounding eye. Huh? Not seeing things clear as they are. Examples? Not seeing things as they are. One simile you can use is when if there's a rope there. A rope there on the ground. But if you don't see clearly, you may think it or it is a snake. And then you may fear. Okay? Not seeing things as they are. But why should you fear the snake? There's another question now. Any other question? Any other answer? Cause of fear. Because you don't break down compactness. But this need elaboration. Because you don't break down compactness. What is compactness? Compactness of what? There's another question. When you hold on to I, because there's a compactness understanding in the mind, that there's an I, the being there. But you break down compactness and with vipassana, then you can see impermanent suffering non-self. This is a bit deep to explain, it takes a little time. We need to show you some chart or whatever. But vipassana idea is to break down compactness. So that you can see through the details, the fundamental elements. Yes, previous pekama ripening. One example, we have a friend. He never suffered fear for so long. Simple fear like meeting friends, seeing people. It's normal. He has grown until got adult, until in the 30s. No such thing happen. You meet a stranger, meet a friend's friends, okay. There's nothing to fear there. But one fine day, some kind of strange karma ripen in him. Without falling sick, without anything, everything is normal. But he started to have fear. Dare not go out of the house. Dare not meet people. And search for this and try to overcome all ways. Then I also gave him a little counseling, a little dumb understanding. Still difficult. Then I say, we do some life release. Do something good karma. Because so that you have good karma to bear the ripening of bad karma. Then it took him some years. Then the last time I met him, I said, how are you? Do you still have this kind of strange fear to walk out of the house to meet? See the new situation, meet the new people, people, live a normal life. Do you have the fear in living normal life? Say, no, now I've overcome. How you overcome? No, I don't know why. It's just over. One day I just get over and I can live a normal life again like as previously. This is a very strange, very clear case. Karma, when the karma pass, then it's no more, the fear no more. Very strange. Fear for nothing. Very strange. You don't have a... He even did not even know why he feels. Just the heartbeat, just feel abnormal, going out of the house, he felt unusual. Without knowing what to fear. I said, what you feel? What is that? Is the ghost? Something strange vision? No, he didn't. So this is very strange. It's a purely kind of karma type of... So, because you need to know the cause, then you know how to remove the cause, then the fear is removed. If you don't know the cause, because different type of fear has different cause. If it is purely karma, sometimes the reasoning doesn't help. You can give a lot of teaching, a lot of coaching, whatever, doesn't help. Because it's nothing to do with understanding. It's purely karma. One answer many people did not mention. I'm still waiting for the answer. Another cause. Crazy. Craving. Possible. because you crave something, you are afraid of losing. Okay. One more. I'm waiting for another answer. Ah, yeah, ignorance. Okay, it's always the right answer. Ignorance is always the right answer for everything. All the suffering in the world, you just throw out ignorance here, or you get it. Lack of wisdom also can cause a fear. Lack of wisdom. Because you don't see things, you don't understand things correctly. Quite close. One more answer. Simple answer. Environment. No. Yeah, environment, you always have environment can be, but not the real. External cause of fear is not the real cause of fear. Because this kind of thing could always happen. The object for fear is always there, always there. Like ghosts are everywhere. Yeah, ghosts are everywhere. One more. Cannot control. Cannot control. Not the real reason. Not the cause. It's like a symptom. You love yourself too much. Okay. Yeah. Unwise attention. Ayuniso manasikara. Unwise attention. Fear to the point of depression. One couple came to see me many years ago in Kuching. And then the husband said, please help my wife. My wife has such a strange fear. And to the point of depression. To the point of depression. Felt depressed. And they want help. Both of them. So, then of course I try to identify the cause and how it happened and for what. Yeah, I feel something might happen to my husband and my son. I said, where's your son? Yes, my son. He's a dentist in, he's a dentist working in Australia. He's a Malaysian, no? They are Malaysian, Malaysian couple. So I asked her, what happened? You feel something might happen to your husband. Your husband is just next to you, just sitting, just here. So, why you feel something might happen to your husband? Just here, nothing, everything normal. And anything happened to your son give you a call or say something to you that make you worry or fear? She said, no, nothing happened. But I just fear. You know? Then what I did, I tried to explain a little Dhamma, about life, impermanence. But I could not finish a complete sentence of Dhamma teaching. She could not listen a proper sentence. Just so unsettled. You can see she was just unsettled. Not a single sentence of Dhamma could enter her mind. To that extent, her fear. To that extent. So what can I do? Then suddenly something came to my mind. Sometimes Chinese people believe in some special mantra. So I said, no. I assure you, if you do as I tell you, I give you a mantra. If you keep reciting this mantra strongly, your fear will be gone. Then, she got interested. Mantra. Teaching doesn't work. All the explanation, all the reasoning, because she could not listen completely. The mind was so unsettled. Mantra is so short. Short mantra, So I give you a mantra. I assure you 100%. If you stick to this mantra, your fear will be gone. Over. Then she got interested. Oh, it was something magical. From this master. You have to act like a master, they will give confidence, If you say it without confidence, she will not take it. You have to speak with full confidence, 100%. Of course, I dare to say so, because according to the signs, if she work according to to I prescribe, and 100% you will be overcome. Because I work according to the signs. the science of the mind. So what is my mantra? Everything will pass. Everything will be over. Why think so much? This is my mantra. I told her, please keep reciting this. Everything will be over. Why think so much? Everything will be over. Why think so much? I said, every time your fear arise, uncertainty arise, you just recite this mantra. Everything will be over. Think so much. Why think so much? Actually, it's not mantra. You know, it is just a Dhamma only. Simple Dhamma verse only. A simple saying. You know? But okay lah, mantra is something that you can, anything also you can call a mantra ma. As long as I brand it mantra, it become mantra. You know? So it just, I think it's no harm, it's not a lie, it's just a branding. You know, I brand it as a mantra. Like that. But with meaning. Everything over, why think so much? Then I say, keep reciting this quickly. You know, when your fear arise, attack it with this mantra. Attack it with this mantra. Every time your fear arise, attack it with this mantra. You know, like you're shooting, you know. Everything come out, you shoot with this mantra. Then I say, she might forget. I told her husband, please remind her this mantra whenever she fall into this depressed state of fear. Use this mantra, attack the fear. Okay, the husband said, yeah, I will assist her. In case she forget, in case she whatever. You know what happened? You remember what happened? Katina laila. That happened during the Vasa. 2 months. 2 months later, during Katina, 3 person appear. Husband and wife and the son coming back from Australia. Everything is okay. Then she was smiling to me. Thank you, Venerable. My depression is gone. To say you just give a lot, how it works out this way. The mantra by itself, so-called mantra, basically it's just a Dhamma saying, which I coined for her. Put it in a simple words, simple language, easily understood. Okay, everything will be over. Why think everything will be over? Or will come to pass? Why think so much? Okay, this is a, so that the theory is correct. But this is not enough. You need to occupy the mind with it constantly so that fear has no space, no vacancy there. You know, there's no vacuum for the vacancy, in the mind, for these wrong thoughts, wrong attention to arise. Because every time you recite, your mind cannot, you know, Abhidhamma, right? When the mind doesn't work on 2 things at the same time. When you are seeing, you are not hearing. Right now, you think you are seeing and hearing me? No. If you next time you can watch your mind thought process, when the idea thought process arises, either thought process doesn't arise together at the same time. But the speed of the mind is too fast that we think we are seeing and hearing at the same time. Because when you focus your attention, give your attention to the Dhamma saying, this is wise attention. Thinking of something which is fanciful, wrong, you know, that something might happen to my son and my husband. This is wrong attention. See, not? So if you have a wise attention again and again and again, keep your mind occupied. No room for the unwise attention to pay attention on the wrong thoughts about that my husband and my wife will be good. Something might happen to them. This is cannot arise. So if constantly doing, break it with the wise saying, then after some time, the mind feel peaceful and calm. Which is, this is science. So I say, if you stick to it, I promise 100% your fear will be gone. I dare to promise. Because if you, provided you don't follow, if you follow exactly, the science works. You know? Some people may criticize, Bante, you are, It's Dharma saying, why must you call it mantra? But what is mantra? It's a matter of branding, you know. If mantra is something that magical words that produce magical result, well, my words produce magical result. Basically, it doesn't matter. As long as the word mantra catch her mind, because she was looking for something magical to happen. Because you know, you tell a lot of reasons she doesn't believe, you know, she couldn't believe. But you tell the magical thing, this is magical, then she expect magic to happen, and it truly happened. Right? Why you smile? Yeah, because the mind is on something, right? You want a mantra I give you? I know. Don't worry. I know. He's like my son, you know. Very easy. What you fear. Okay. But sometimes there are many ways to overcome fear. Once you know the reason, you remove it by signs. Signs of the understanding of fear about the mind. Cause of fear is one type, one more type. Yeah, we can say closely related to karma. When you have the karma, you have sometimes we call the conditioning of habit. Some people have the habit of fear. It becomes a habit. Or tendency. Some is not habit. Some is called tendency. It's a closer word. It's a tendency. You have a tendency to fear things. That is also possible. So, what to do? You remember the story I told you about myself? How I overcome fear one time. Fear of water. How it happened? I still remember exactly the whole experience. 1994, December 3rd, in Kuching, in Matang River, stream. In the center part, there's one part the stream flow through. Actually, it's like big stream flowing through. And then to the part, there's a pond like that. Now they make it into a family park, I think. Before that, it was all wild. And I went alone, you know. At that time, it was a retreat going on. I was a translator for the retreat. So I took the free time to go deep into the forest stream, and then to swim, you know. And then I swam, that place I swam, Jaminas. Same many times, but that day, that fateful day, I would say, the moment I jumped in, I lost the sensation, the feeling below this part, below the waist, as if I have no legs. How to swim when you have no leg? Lost completely, not even numb, just lost any sensation, any feeling about legs. The water is not so deep, just a little above the hip. Above the hip, some just like that only, not too deep. But when you have no leg, you cannot help, you don't know what to do. Then, or panic a bit. You know, I took in some water, you know, drank, you know, swallow some water. Fit. Then, within a few seconds, you saw like, thousands of frames, dark frames, passing through. Father, mother, girlfriend, this and that, you know, passing. All dark one, fear. At that time, if I die with any black image, surely I go down. But, couldn't do anything. I couldn't do anything. It's like a charm on me. But I quite believe it, it was a charm, because there's no other reason how I suddenly lost my sensation of my feet. Then, when I have no hope, I gave up hope of life. Already gave up. Then my training, mindfulness training came to me. And one sentence passed through my mind in English. Let me die mindfully. In English, very clearly. Let me die mindfully. So I decide to die mindfully. The words mindful appear, then it is like something that brighten up the whole thing again. It's like cut out the charm, throw out the charm on my body. Suddenly, I felt my legs came back. I felt the feeling again. Actually, very simple. Just touch the bottom of the stream and jump up. Take a fresh breath, a few, one or two times. I was just near the riverbank, the stream, just nearby, because I just jumped down. So I just two stroke, I reached there already. I came up, and go back to the resort where we had the meditation retreat. Then I suffered fear for 5 days. The resort is just next to the stream. But this one is upper. The place I was almost drowned was just upper. Upper, about 800 meters from the place, the resort. I came down. For 5 days, I refused to go near to the river, the stream. The water, in front of the resort, the water is very shallow. I just don't want to look at the water. And there's a swimming pool in the middle of the resort. I just don't want to look at the water. To that extent, the fear. Not 1994, 1993. December 3. For so long already, exactly the date. December 3, December 4. December. Yeah. So, yes, how? So, December 4th. 1993. Stop struggling, at that time. At that time, I have this thought. After 5 days, I refuse to look at water and the stream. Then I say, I'm not going to live with this fear for the rest of my life. This is like handicap. Mental handicap. I'm not going to live in this field for the rest of my life. I have to conquer it. So what I decided to do? Where the fear arose, I will conquer it there. I did a very daring move. I decided to go back to the same place and jump down and swim again. But I did a proper preparation. Don't do it blindly. Just blind bravery. I knew it was some kind of forest jump. Some kind of beings there. So I brought my chanting book, go there and recite Mangala Sutta, Ratana Sutta, Metta Sutta, Kanda Sutta, like that. At least a three, four. Then do metta chanting. Avera hontu, avya paja hontu. Then metta. Then in the forest, I spoke loudly. I say, friends, I'm your friends, I'm not your enemy. I'm here, I'm a yogi who keep precepts. If you pull me down, I'm coming here to regain my confidence. If you kill me and pull me down here, you earn very bad karma. There's nothing good for you. Instead, if you allow me, let me regain my confidence and overcome my fear of water, then I really share all the merits that I've done in translating, helping the yogis, helping my teacher, everything. Whatever good I've done, I share my merits with you and may you have good rebirth. But please don't disturb my effort to conquer my fear. I talk like that. In Chinese. Then after that, the same spot, I jumped down, I swam, to and fro, like that, huh? The distance like that. Actually, short distance only. From here, swim to there, and then swim back. Nothing happened. Then I went back. No more fear for water. So that is a different way, different types of fear, you know. This fear has a cost. Then if you do it again, then you give the confidence. Okay? And that's what I did for myself. Our Bodhisattva also did something. Huh? Our Bodhisattva, huh? Gautama Buddha, huh? During his Bodhisattva time. One time, he also did like that. Because meditating in the forest, sometimes you can get fear, you know. Some forests can cause fear. Hmm. One time I walked in the temple park. I just keep walking ahead to the point more and more fear. Very strange, you know. I had a knife in my hand, you know. A big knife, you know. Hmm. Already, what happened? I want to move again. I want to really go. But still the... To the point I say, well, something strange. Some energy like pressing on my head. I say, no. I'm not going to be a hero here. So I say, no, I won't disturb your area. I walk back. That is different. I might have entered into the realm of some beings, you know. They don't like you to intrude into there. To them, it may be, in the ghost realm, I don't know whether they call it trespass or not, you know. But you're intruder. So anyway, the Bodhisattva, when he had fear, he decided, if during walking, fear arises in me, I will keep walk and walk and walk until the fear subsides during walking. If I sit, if fear arises in me, he determined. If fear arises in me, then I will sit and sit and sit, or stand, or walk, stand, or lie. Whatever posture, I will stick to that posture, and until the fear vanish. Then, by itself, then only I will switch posture. Walk will continue walking, stand will continue standing, lie will continue lying, sit will continue sitting. That is like that. So that was also the Bodhisattva's way. Sometimes in the forest, you know, I have quite a number of experiences in the forest, in Sri Lanka forest, Sito Pahua also. When I was staying alone in the cave also, I have some experience with this fear. But whatever it is, don't need to tell each and every story. Just to say that sometimes you need to overcome the fear, not with reason, but with facing it, you know. Sometimes reason doesn't help. It's not a matter of reason. It's like habitual. Oh, reasoning you can tell. Well, what to fear? What or not I'm alive, right? But fear just arose, no? Without understanding. Cannot be explained already. The only explanation is that because of that experience, the part that had left a mark in the mind, that mark, you don't know how to remove. Then the only way is to face it. And so our Bodhisattva's approach is endure or outlast the fear. So that once you see the fear perish, vanish, then the confidence arises. Oh, fear can pass. If you keep run away from fear, try to escape, hide yourself, you cannot. The fear will chase after you. But if you face it correctly, bravely, then the fear can be overcome. So there are many ways to overcome fear. But one more thing, more important thing is understanding. If you have the understanding, for example, you say, I fear samsara. You say, no, I don't want to fear samsara. I want to jump into the samsara. You know? Can you change the nature of samsara, birth, old age, sickness and death? You cannot. So the right way is find a way out. Instead of saying that I want to fear death, then I want to fight. So that I overcome my fear of death. But it is stupid. Because death is a reality. which definitely will happen to everybody. So this is not the way to overcome fear for death, is not die, you know. It's not like that. Some people just want to overcome it by going into a stupid fight. This is not here. This is not the way to overcome. Turn it into a samvega, a sense of urgency, which is has its root in wisdom, in seeing a reality. Because you cannot change the nature of samsara. So turn it into samvega, the sense of urgency instead of fear. Because fear is unhealthy emotions, unhealthy mental state. But if you can turn it into a sense of urgency and spur you ahead, then you work hard for liberation. That's a real thing. That's the right thing. Because certain thing, it is like that. Fear for the unknown. Well, there's lots of unknown. You know, even the next second can be an unknown. You know, how to fear? Recently, a plane crash in Nepal. They have a live video. They make pretty live. There. So you can watch the video clip, live video clip. So there are just people just smiling, young men, young Indian people, smiling, talking, chatting. Suddenly happened. The plane crashed without alarm, without warning, just crashed. So you say, I fear this the unknown. What can you do? Then the understanding of karma, reflection of karma, reflection of the reality of life is important. But there's not enough. Work on it. Work on how to overcome the samsara, to get out of samsara. That's more important. Okay? And they have a high record of plane crash, high record in Nepal. So I say, forget about taking plane, no matter how hard the journey, take your jeep. Because some kind of reason is caused by human. Poor maintenance. So if you know the danger and you don't know how to avoid it, then that is also karma, you know. If you know it's a higher rate of risk, then don't take. We need to reflect in samsara. We have experience. We are all unknown, you know. All kinds of unknown. So accept it. And then this is the reality of life. And then overcome it by trying to liberate yourself from samsara. That's the only way. Anybody fear monkhood and nunhood? If you fear the good things, sometimes you have to check to have to overcome that fear. Yeah, I had a friend, we worked together as a Dharma worker in the past. But he feared. I asked him where he liked, but at the same time he feared. It's a complicated psychology. Because the moment he wore this robe, within half an hour he couldn't meditate at all. So he said, I have no hope. I admire your, I envy your heaven. Can just wear the robe comfortably and meditate. I couldn't. He could meditate very well as a yogi, as a lay yogi, but couldn't wear the robe. Really strange. Some kind of strange karma. Overcome. Fear, then. That's important. Where fear arises, overcome it, then. Have I answered your question? You ask for a topic. Are you satisfied? Or you still have some kind of question? I mean, maybe you think this fear cannot be overcome by this talk. Maybe one more saying I want to share with you, which might help you. Worry and fear is the same. Sometimes you worry, you fear, sometimes quite closely. When it's very serious, you call it fear, you know. There's one Tibetan yogi, Shanti Deva, he said this, and it was quoted by Venerable Kesaridamana in his book, How to Live Without Fear and Worry. It says like that, the saying goes like that. Why worry or why fear? Because worry and fear doesn't help, you know, doesn't help. If something can be overcome, then why worry? If it cannot be overcome, worry doesn't help you to overcome. So why worry? So see, you can apply the same principle of fear. Yeah? Why fear? If something can be, there's an answer, there's a solution, just solve it and do it. If you cannot, there's no solution, accept it. Fear doesn't solve the problem any better. Simple, similar principle you can apply. Practical, pragmatic thinking. Our Sally asked a question, if a fear is rooted in a childhood memory or something, you know, how to overcome. Then, depends on the contents of the fear, you know. If the contents of the fear has something to do with, maybe watching a ghost movie, then you have to reflect, movie is a movie, something like that lah. But if it is a fear caused by whatever reason, then you have to apply the Dhamma to overcome it. So that there are various ways. But one of the fundamental thing is still facing it. Bring it from the memory. Don't run away from the memory. Bring it up and look at the memory. Bravely face it and apply the Dhamma understanding on it. Again and again. Until you no longer fear that memory. Then the fear is gone. So it's still facing it. You know? But how to face it with the Dhamma, what kind of Dhamma to be applied, then depends. You know? Eventually it's the I. If you can practice up to Vipassana, you see that actually there's no self. It's only a flow of, a stream of consciousness. Then, that is the most powerful one. Because eventually all our fear is rooted in our sense of I. Our holding on. Like that. So when the deepest root of all defilements, the sense of I, sense of compactness, sense of self, if you can see with Vipassana to penetrate deeply, to see the arising and passing away, break down all the compactness, then the fear can be overcome. There's one more way, which is related to karma. Usually when people fear, you look at the body. Some kind of phenomena is there. Face, or body, heartbeat, or whatever. Some kind of bodily blockage is there. So if you, sometimes if this bodily blockage is not removed, it is very difficult for the person to overcome two things. Body, phenomena, and which is closely related to fear, and the mental one. So if you can remove the easy one, which is the body, then the mind is easier. You know? Easier, the mental fear is easier to overcome. So for example, go bring the person for exercise, you know, swimming, and then maybe a good massage. Then so that the energy, the flow in the body is smooth. You don't feel any blockage, very smooth, very comfortable. Then after that, work on the psychology, then it works. Otherwise, sometimes it's not easy, you know, for the fearful person to overcome two things at the same time. So easier one is the body. If there's a body blockage, just go for swimming, exercise, sweat it out, you know, or probably good massage, acupuncture or whatever. Yeah. When our back karma ripens, sometimes it manifests as kamaja rupa, attack the body, kamaja rupa.
Then it attacks the mind also, you know, somehow the mind also get affected. So work on the easy one first. Body is the easier one to overcome. The easier one. So when the body problem is overcome, the blockage overcome, then the mind is easier to work on only one thing. The friend I mentioned just now, fear for no reason, suddenly like something karma ripened. I remember telling him, go for exercise. And he did some badminton practice, he liked. Then after that, that also helped, I think so. I think that helped him to recover. So work on the body also important. Stretch it out. Make the energy flow in the body smooth. Okay? Look at the fear as a mental state and look at how this mental state arises and how it passes away. Apply mindfulness on the fear. Again, it's a science of the mind. The mind doesn't stay in fear and mindfulness at the same single mind moment. Not possible. So if you try to observe the fear with mindfulness, actually you are breaking down the mindfulness so that it doesn't link up. It's like broken, fragmented fear. Fragmented fear is easier to overcome. Instead of a continuous flow, unbroken flow of fear. And the science is clear. Mindfulness and fear doesn't exist in the same mind moment. Yeah, this is a good example. When you have some kind of phobia, how to overcome? For example, something that you don't understand why it happened. If you don't understand why it happened, it is likely that it is caused by past life experience. So, facing the fear is also one reason, one way. But there's another possibility is you have that kind of phobia because of certain kind of karma not yet ripened. One example is you fear the tiger. You know, maybe you have the karma to be eaten up by tiger. You know, if you fear the tiger, you say, oh, well, let me go into the tiger cage and pat on the tiger. Then you may just really get eaten up. So don't no need to overcome that way. If you really want to try, put the tiger in the cage and make sure the cage is properly locked, cannot be broken. Then you say, I want to listen to your, what we call that? Growling, huh? Is it growling? Roaring, the roar, lion roar, tiger roar. Okay, like that. So I have to apply some intelligence. If you say facing the fear, face it not in a way to increase the risk or exposure to make it actually happen, you know? Be careful. So sometimes when people say they fear something, I don't push them. Why? Sometimes their fear is caused by the karma. So you push them, bad things may actually happen. So then we apply different way of solving the fear. Instead of telling you, face it, go. No. If a person say, I'm afraid of the height, so don't push a person to the high place and force a person to look down from the high place. You know, if a person look down from the high place, they actually fall down and die. You know? So don't, sometimes you need to apply some wisdom. If you want to overcome the fear, you have to apply it, overcome it with wisdom. Not blindly and not with a foolish way, careless way. There's one type of tiger you really need to fear. Yeah. For the spiritual life, tiger can be very dangerous. If anybody doesn't understand, you ask around, I think. What is the meaning of tiger? So, do you fear tiger?
又怕又喜欢.
He said he fear and love the tiger.
I have to be honest.
Yeah, okay, honest. Okay. Better fear, don't love tiger. Fear tiger is okay. Okay. I think I have answered you all about fear. Tonight we have explored the topic about fear. I hope nothing is missed out. Okay. I hope there's enough to help you overcome your fear. Or whatever fear. Okay. But some you should turn into some wake up. One more way. One more way. Metta. Loving kindness. Yeah, loving kindness. Yeah. For example, some people, they are afraid of ghosts. I say, just send metta to the ghosts. No, they are also miserable beings. Some people fear their boss. You know. So sometimes, how to do? I read about one way. You know? People fear the boss or fear the interviewer. Then the skillful way of switching the mind. Like try to visualize your boss or the interviewer sitting on the, what we call toilet bowl, you know, toilet, sitting there, you know, or maybe, you know, not in the proper attire, things like that. Then you start to see the human side of the boss. Instead of the fearful side, you see the human side. Some certain ways are skillful ways of thinking. Some people, they are very fearful, very fierce in front of the servants, but they are very afraid of the tiger-like wife. Tigress. Home tigress. Yeah. So you can imagine, this person, so talk so much, so brave in front of me, but no, you are so afraid of your wife. So what? Who are you? Then you think like that, maybe you overcome your fear. But the best is loving kindness. Loving kindness is better. Is it better? Loving kindness can overcome fear also. Eventually, everything boils down to I. If you can overcome this, even by degree, not completely, by degree, you can overcome to a certain level of this self-concern or ego or the sense of I, the fear or can be overcome to quite a great extent. So this is the root. This is the root. All defilements, all problems, all causes of suffering has its root in the our wrong perception of I. That's the reason why we need to practice samatha vipassana so that we can solve problems at its very root. The root. And she was saying that some people, they just don't remember what events, you know, that cause of fear. So, I know some people, they use hypnotism, you know. Hypnotize a person, then slowly guide. This is also a skill. A skill. One of my students has this skill.
That's still using the Dhamma principle of.
Still using the Dhamma principle, certain Dhamma principle. I don't know how reliable hypnotism can be, but it doesn't matter. You know, whether the past life scene is a real one or not real, as long as it serves the purpose of overcoming the mental weakness. You know? I don't have I never study anything much about, I just heard about it. So, I don't claim to know much about hypnotism. Okay, anything else? Anybody want to share anything? Or your experience of overcoming fear? You're saying that, maybe a childhood memory of watching news. Saw the news that someone was exploded, killed in the explosion, right? Killed in the explosion. So because of that fear, you know, usually nobody just by reading a news, you get so much deeply fear. So they usually say some relation with the past memory, past life memory also. But past life, you cannot do anything, you don't know. So this, you just bring back the memory and reason it and face it with Dhamma. Saying that, well, it's impermanent, it's life, this is part of life, or whatever, this person has his bad karma. You know, if I don't have the bad karma, it won't happen to me, things like that, you know. And bring it up again and again, face a memory again and again, but apply your Dhamma understanding on that memory. Until that memory no longer haunts you, no longer cause fear in you, you know, no longer arouse fear. Okay. Okay, let's, enough, let's end here, not to sleep too late. So, sharing of merits, Yudang me punyang.
Yudang me punyang.
Asawakaya.
Asawakaya.
Wahang hutu.
Wahang hutu.
Yudang me punyang.
Yudang me punyang.
Nibanasa.
Nibanasa.
Pacayo hutu. Mama punya bagang.
Mama punya bagang.
Sabah satana. Bajemi.
Bajemi.
Te sabe.
Te sabe.
Me sama. Punya bagang. Labandu, sadu, sadu, sadu.